This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
He pretends he does his show from a sports talk spaceship.
Who is this? Who are we talking about?
DA on CBS.
I know who DA is.
Yeah.
I've actually spoken to him, but I didn't realize he was on a spaceship.
Well, that's
somewhere.
What he does.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, Boomer, don't play coy. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. There's so many different ways you can listen to the show. You can listen on our terrestrial radio affiliates across the great CBS Sports Radio Network, also on SiriusXM Channel 206, and use the radio.com app to stream us or iTunes, Apple Music, and you can watch us at watchda.com. Our next guest is an 8-year NFL veteran of the running back position. He played for the Raiders, he played for the Jaguars, he played for the Giants, and he is here on behalf of opening weekend and DraftKings kickoff bash for the NFL, our friend Rashad Jennings. Rashad, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. It's so good to see you again.
Yeah, appreciate you having me back on.
Week number one is here. It's always exciting, right?
Yes. Football's back.
Tonight we got Bears and Packers to lead things off. Let me ask you this. Who do you think this is more important for? It's a Bears home game. You never want to lose in the division at home. But for the Packers, there's this kind of never-ending Rodgers-LaFleur, LaFleur-Rodgers. Will they get along? If they lose, that speculation gets ramped up a little bit. Who's this game more important for tonight?
I mean, obviously, both of them is kind of needing this game ASAP. It counts twice in a division like you stated earlier, but I think the home team it holds the most pressure because you have to win at home. That's the philosophy, and making it to the playoffs is take care of home and tie away. That's the idea. So you got to take care of home. I think the Bears have more of a pressure. You know, looking at status, who's on the team, personnel, coaches. I think the Bears have a better shot of making the longest playoff push to the Super Bowl over the Packers. So I think this game is going to hold more weight with the Bears.
How do you think the Bears did handling this kicking situation? Last year they lose in the playoffs because Cody Parkey doinks off a field goal from 44 yards out.
Tough.
The entire offseason was kind of consumed by finding a kicker that wouldn't do that. And it kind of feels at times like they're overly focused on this. Maybe they fixed it, maybe they didn't. Is that healthy to, like, address it and to say this is our focus, or is there a fear that you can put too much focus on something like that?
You can't put a lot of – you can't put too much focus on something. I'm hoping they didn't as – I mean, I know as, like, the media kind of can hype up that focus, but internally, I hope those discussions are not had as much. And I – you know, looking at it as a player – I'm assuming that the players are saying, you know what, let's win and not even put it in a position where it's close enough for that. It's kind of like with the penalties and the flags. It's like, you know what, let's win outright and it won't even be close enough. I think one of the best Super Bowls I've seen in my time is when Denver played against Seattle, because there was no question who was the better team. It is not left up to the referees.
So you appreciated the blowout.
I loved every second of that butt whooping I saw. And everybody else like, this is not a game. I said, this is the best game, because you're not going to question who was the best team on the field.
Rashad Jennings joins us this morning on the show. Is it difficult when you lose because of a kicker? Because the guys say the right thing. Wait, we lose. We win as a team. It shouldn't have come down to the kick. But kickers, I can't imagine feeling satisfied when you throw your body out there on the field and it's decided by a guy that barely tackles.
Yeah, so how it happens, I just tell you, this is the truth of it. I've played in the league 8 years, been playing since I was 6 years old. This is what happens. So it depends on the personality of the kicker and his work ethic. if that kicker actually puts in a lot of work and you see it diligently, you know, they show up, they're on time, they're always doing what's right, they're a locker room guy, and you see they miss, you really do feel bad. It's like, dang, man. You know, I know he's going to get it next time. We shouldn't have put him in that position. We got his back. And if it's a kicker that lollygags and all he does talk about golf and, you know, is not a team player and he misses, you want to snap his neck. Because it's like we out here putting so much work and effort. We actually physically are. And you miss this kick. Now it does look like that. You do get that sometimes in the locker room. But, yeah, to the media, you're always going to say the right thing. It's a team effort, which it is. And as a team, you point out who's not helping the team. And it comes down to the kicker sometimes. But I do say that they're so those talented players as a kicker, they're gifted to handle that much pressure. There's no way possible I could do it. I wouldn't even want to do it. Because every time I go out on the field, the expectation for me is to change the field position or score points. And that's a big job every single time. Every single play that a kicker's on the field, he's there to score points or completely change the field of possession, which is not easy to do.
With that being said, do you think somebody who did not play football their entire life, like Carly Lloyd, could make the NFL as a kicker?
Yeah. I mean, if you have the ability to navigate a football where you want it, then yes, you can definitely be a kicker. But it's not like I can't translate that to quarterback, where if you can throw something wherever you want, that you can play quarterback. Because with the playbook and understanding the X's and O's, there's so much more to come being a quarterback. But if you simply blindly can place a football wherever you want it, you can be a kicker in the NFL.
Rashad, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and you don't have to go to a big time college. You can come from a very small school. It's about getting noticed and recognized. But yes, you can definitely kick. If you can kick, if you can place a ball, you can play in the NFL.
Rashad Jennings joins us here on the show, 8-year NFL veteran at running back. Who was the quarterback that had the it factor that you played with?
A quarterback?
Yeah.
With myself, the best quarterback I've played with is Eli. I've came in, I played with David Garrard, and then was replaced by Blaine Gabbert way too early. It was a situation where he was drafted first round. They cut David Garrard week one. The whole team was like, what are we doing? Blaine Gabbert was forced to start before his time, and we see the results, which is why I'm glad Daniel Jones gets to set back a little bit and watch.
So you guys knew Blaine Gabbert was thrown in there too early when it was happening?
100%. Inside the locker room, you know, I was just talking about this with somebody earlier, how the players know. We know what's going on. Sometimes I wish the GM would have a conversation with a majority of the team and then, like, weigh his options of what's the best decision at that time. But, yeah, we knew it was going to be bad. It was all downhill from there. And I felt bad for Blaine, to be very honest, because he had to fill shoes. I think he came out early. I think he was only 20 years old.
He was young, yeah.
Yeah. And we were not doing well on pass protection. And he was taking some shots that really changed how he probably looked at the position himself.
Yeah.
And so it was very unfortunate he didn't get groomed. And I'm, again, going back to Daniel Jones, is why I'm so excited that he gets to sit back and learn.
Because you think the Giants are handling that right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody understands. Sees the writing on the wall. And oddly enough, I think that Eli has less pressure on him, contrary to what people believe.
Why?
A lot of times, this is just my assumptions, all right? I haven't had this conversation with Eli, but from what I know about Eli, this is what I would assume. You know, as Eli, you hear media talk about, when are we going to get his replacement? Where is his replacement? When is he? Who's we got to get rid of? Da-da-da-da. And it's like, he hasn't seen anybody else come in that could replace him, right? And so sometimes it's this ghost in your head that you're more afraid of, right? I'm not saying he is, but I'm talking about myself. It's this ghost that you're afraid of, a who. Finally, he's in there. We all know it. It's like we can, okay, now let's just get back to football. Let me relax. Let me do what I do best. Let me show everybody why I'm Eli Manning.
So a guy chasing Eli, you think could actually put him in a more relaxed state?
Yes, absolutely. Because there's no more question of who it is, where it is, where is it coming from. I don't know where this blind punch is. I don't know where the left hook is coming. There it is. I'm prepared. I understand. I know how many more years I have left to play. I want to play. Let me go out here and ball. And I think that's what we're going to see this year. A latched Eli, because he knows who his replacement is.
So on that point, do you think that Josh Rosen's kind of been screwed up because he was thrown in there a little too early with a bad team last year with the Cardinals, and now we're seeing the after effects?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I really do. And I think he's going to be a good quarterback in the league.
You do?
Yes. He's going to have time. He gets to develop. Now, obviously, Kyler is a – we're going to see this year how he pans out in the NFL. I think he's a tremendous talent. I'm a fan. I can't wait to see him play. I'm rooting him on. And growing up, Arizona Cardinals, it's just a team that I always cheered for. So I'm kind of biased.
I didn't realize that.
It's very odd, man. I got favorite teams all over the place in a weird way.
Rashad Jennings joins us this morning on the show. Now, you're promoting DraftKings Kickoff Bash. That's this Sunday, opening up the NFL weekend, opening up the NFL season. And the top three finishers are going to get signed memorabilia from you yourself. So how can our listeners join in?
Yeah, so listen, guys, football is obviously back. Football is back. So yeah. Football, and that means fantasy back. With DraftKings Kickoff Bash this Sunday, it's September the 8th. It's at Pizzler House and Beer Garden in Hoboken. It's $75 per person. With that, you get included complimentary beverages, beer, wine, food, and you also get to kick it with some of the players.
Nice.
Myself,
yeah.
You got DeBrickashaw Ferguson, you have Donovan McNabb, and you also have Sean O'Hara. We're all going to be hanging out.
Cool.
You get to come take pictures. And DraftKings is doing something that's kind of unheard of to me. They're giving away $10 million of prizes.
Wow.
And you don't want to miss it. It's an opportunity to meet some of the most greatest fans of the sport, fantasy football fans. You get to meet some NFL players. You get to have a great time, watch the game, and also win. So please come on out. We'd love to see you out there. I will be out there personally. And, I might mess around and give some dance lessons, you know, as well, man. I still loving dancing. So it's called Rashad Jennings NFL Sunday Rumble.
Sunday Rumble.
And we're going to see who's going to win the monies.
Do you think you're better at dancing or football?
Man. All right, so I tell
you. Pretty good at both. We only got about 20 seconds left, but I want to know.
All right, I would say I'm evenly able to trick people in both. There we
go. What does that mean, you can trick people? You're legitimately really good at both.
I look at it from I'm just able to make it look good.
Well, you look
than I am good.
You made it look really good. Rashad Jennings joining us here on the show. Check him out. It's his Sunday Rumble coming up with a number of other former NFL players for DraftKings Kickoff Bash this Sunday. Be there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.